old-fashioned. I like two sexes. Yeah, and another thing, all of a sudden I don't like being married to what is known as a new woman. I want a wife, not a competitor. Competitor, competitor.
Talk about a bit, this crying in the morning thing, this depression, you know, let's get that fixed.
That's what men think, isn't it?
What?
Unless you've got the answer, unless you can say, oh, I know this bloke in the Essex Road who could fix that, then there's no point bothering.
How do you rate women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
I love him. I love him, and I don't care what you think. I love him for the man he wants to be, and I love him for the man that he almost is.
What do people have rows about him?
Money, sex. Sex, money. He wants, she doesn't want.
She wants, he doesn't want.
Women have always been a big problem to me, Dr. Fussbend. Are you listening, Doctor?
Yes, yes, yes. Go on, go on.
Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show, the male-female hour. We're still trying to get Dr. Fussbend as a guest, but he's very difficult, very difficult man. Fassbend? Fassbender?
Yep.
But that's not what is said on the thing. Welcome to the show. This is, I do believe, the most honest talk about men and women on American radio today. It is not a self-aggrandizing statement. It is either true or not true. That's all. And I believe it is true. Welcome to the show. I have the only regular guest on the male-female hour, the inimitable Alison Armstrong. I believe that this woman is gifted, that she has the gift of wisdom and insight that is rare in any area, certainly rare in understanding both sexes. She understands both sexes. For me to say she understands men is a big deal. That is a big deal. You get the Prager Merit She Understands Men Award, the SUM Award. Now, you also have, that's, by the way, that is the name of your organization, correct?
Understand Men.
UnderstandMen.com. And it's up at DennisPrager.com in case you forget the name. Alison Armstrong is on every season, and it gives you an idea. I was shocked that you had not been on since the fall.
September, yeah.
I was shocked. I thought you were just in here like 3 weeks ago, and it was 3 months ago.
Wow.
It's a little too fast the way it speeds up, guys. So Alison Armstrong has such interesting insights into both sexes. We don't always agree. Sometimes she is wrong. And see, there are very few women you could do that with who will crack up. A very serious percentage of women would be hurt or insulted by that comment. By the way, let me tell you an interesting male-female thing, and I want you to react.
Okay.
And then you'll tell us what your agenda is.
Okay.
If a man can rib his woman,
yeah,
it's a good sign. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, there'd have to be a heck of a lot of affection, which we have. That's
yes.
What makes it okay.
Right. So, you see, men rib men as a form of saying, I really like you.
Yes.
But it's not true with women. First, women don't do that to other women. They don't rib each other like that, you know.
No.
If Sean said to me, you know, here he is, the ugliest talk show host in America, we'd all crack up. And it would mean that he really liked me.
Right.
But a woman engineer would never say, here she is, the ugliest woman talk show host in America. It's just it's not a form of humor among women, that's all. It's not good or bad. So for a man to be able to rib his wife, let's say, you're right. I mean, it has to presuppose a lot of affection. But it's still fun if you can do it.
Well, not only presuppose a lot of affection, there has to be a lot of affection in the ribbing for it to work.
That's a very good, excellent modification of what I said. You're right.
Yeah.
The content itself has to be affectionate.
Yes. The content and the,
right.
We're girls, so the feeling of it.
All right, so when I just said that as a rib of you,
right.
Sometimes Alison Armstrong and I don't agree. I mean, after all, there are times she's wrong.
She's wrong.
So now, how did you accept that?
Well, first of all, I know you love me. You know
right,
I mean?
I do.
So
I do.
To us, this is fun, right? We get to play for the next hour.
Right.
And I know we're on the same team. You know, you and I are. You know,
it was jolting.
No, to me it was especially funny because, you know, last time was the first time I said you were wrong on the air.
Right, yes.
And I was like panicked about it for like 2 weeks, you know. Oh, that's... God, they're never going to have me back. I told him he was wrong. Oh, geez. But I also think it's funny because what I want to talk about today is what happens to a woman when she thinks her man is wrong. Right? When she disagrees with what he's saying, what's happening to her, and what happens when she thinks he's right, and how she reacts, and what she does about it, and the effect of that as well. Because it's just all funny. This whole right-wrong thing creates a lot of mischief between men and women because of what a woman is looking for and where a man is coming from. So it's perfect
by
for the
way,
topic.
By the way, it really is. Isn't that funny? But
yeah.
let me just say as well, one of the reasons I have you on, aside from your truly gifted insights, is that I do want a woman's perspective because I admit fully that I give a man's perspective. I try to be as fair as possible, understand women as best as possible. Everybody knows I'm fair. I am fair. I don't have a pro-male agenda, even though I want men understood better, and in that sense, it's pro-male. I think if to understand us is to love us. I really do.
Yes, to know you is to love you.
Well, that is what you have really tried to convey to women, which is a very big deal.
Yes.
But it's still important to get a very eloquent woman on the show, and that's one of the reasons you're on. So go ahead. So you're raising the issue of disagreeing?
Yeah. I really wanted to I've just been dying to teach this. And if we get to get all the way to the end, it'll be a really happy thing for your listeners because I want to give women an alternative to how they normally listen to their men that gets them in this pickle. Okay, so that's where we'll get to if I have it all my way.
All right.
But what I have to start out with is, and we've talked about this before, that you're going to get the best out of men and women when they're not threatened, when they feel safe. And one of the biggest differences between men and women is what makes a man feel safe versus what makes a woman feel safe. And something that women don't understand is that a man's safety lies in his productivity. I've mentioned that before, his ability to produce results, the opportunity he has to produce results. So if a man is trusted and respected, he has the biggest access to productivity if he's trusted and respected. So you'll bring the worst out in a man by disrespecting him or distrusting him. And even more, if like as a woman, you could correct a man in private and he'll take it with enormous generosity. He'll say, oh, God, you're right. I'm so sorry I did that. But if a woman corrects her man in public, in front of people that he needs to be trusted and respected by, he's going to have a completely different reaction because she just affected his ability to produce results. And another way of saying that is she just emasculated him. She just diminished his ability to produce results. So for a man, disagreement amongst men, as long as there's respect in the disagreement, there's no problem. There's plenty of – there's just space. Everybody can breathe. Everybody can express themselves. There's not a problem. But for a woman, what makes a woman feel safe and thus brings the best out in her is to feel connected. When we feel connected is when we feel safe. If you and I have a connection, then we'll feel safe. That's why it was so scary to me at a very primal level to disagree with you on air, to say you were wrong. Oh, my God, did I break the connection? Right? And are you not going to care about me as much? Are you not now going to protect me and include me as much as you would have before? And so what happens, because we feel safe by feeling connected, when a man is expressing an opinion, the normal way for a woman to listen is, do I agree or disagree? That's the normal way. Do I agree or disagree? If she disagrees, she's, let me start with the other one. If she agrees with your opinion, she gets all excited. Because between two women, agreeing is a moment of connection.
Okay, we'll continue. This is new to me as a man.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just listening. We shall return in a moment. 1-8-PRAGER-776, the number, with Alison Armstrong, the male-female hour on the Dennis Prager Show. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show, the male-female hour, with the inimitable Alison Armstrong. And I can now announce that Alison Armstrong will, in fact, be giving two courses to begin with at Prager University. We intend to have the finest minds on the most important subjects of life at Prager University. That's our theme. And it is a huge project in our lives. Please do visit, and please send them along to others to see.
It's really important. I love PragerU.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me be a part.
It's a big deal, and we're glad you're part of it. So I ask, Alison is the only guest, well, one of the only two guests that I, well, there's only one other regular, so... It's not really, I mean, that in and of itself is a statement, but I actually do say whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And even if I don't know what the hell she's talking about, I have her say it. And I didn't know what this was. This was fascinating, wherein you're talking about how it affects a woman if she disagrees with her man.
Mm-hmm.
This is fascinating to me as a man. I thought, frankly, it was worse in the other direction.
Mm.
That he might have felt his ego is involved if she differs with him.
Mm.
So we'll talk about that later, because I want to continue this point. So the woman is worried about the connection being broken.
Yep.
If she differs... Because connection is number one, and connection is security. Security is the biggest thing for the woman. I'm just repeating to make sure I, with my male brain, has this clear.
Yeah.
And so if she differs, she's worried that the connection may be broken. You know, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting thing. If my wife were to differ with me a lot, I would think the connection were breaking.
Well, can I back up a second?
Of course.
So one of the things that women don't know about men, and I think I've said this before, is that a man's opinions are very different than a woman's opinions. Or more accurately, the masculine relationship to opinions is very different than the feminine relationship to opinions. So the feminine relationship to opinions is, if you ask me what I think, it's what I think in the moment. There's no commitment involved. If you ask a man what he thinks, if you ask him what his opinion is about something, what you're going to get is a product of his values and the information that he trusts. And a man takes, his values are who he is. So he puts together who he is with the information that he has collected and validated over a lifetime, and he forms opinions. And so every opinion that a man has is literally the best of what he's got to offer. They're that important. They're the best of him. They're his values.
So for a man, my opinions and I are not easily distinguishable. They're not outside of me. They are me.
Yes. A man's opinions are always an expression of himself.
Okay.
So he's invested in it, which is why he defends them.
So then that's why I say the differing between the husband and wife on an opinion might affect him more adversely than her. He has more at stake.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, is because the way that a woman reacts, because of how human beings normally listen, is the way she normally listens can be conveyed to him as disrespect, which disrespect, as I said before, impacts his ability to produce results for her and with her. So it is an enormous consequence to the relationship.
If she differs with him.
If she differs with him disrespectfully, which is what normally happens. So can I pick up where we were before?
Yes.
Okay. So between women, when we agree, okay, if you were a woman and you were expressing an opinion that I agreed with, I would get all excited because I know this amazing thing's going to happen. And that is that as soon as I tell you I agree with you, we're going to have a moment. We're going to have this, oh, we're connected, we agree. Oh, and I'm going to have all these feelings in my chest and my body, and you're going to have feelings, and your eyes are going to light up, and my eyes are going to light up, and we're going to feel so close because we agree, and it's going to be awesome. Honestly, that's what happens between women. It might sound silly, but that's what happens when we agree. So when a man is expressing an opinion that you agree with, a woman gets all excited, like, oh, we're going to have a moment. And then that's where it goes awry. Because what she does, because she can't wait for the moment, is she interrupts him to say, oh, I absolutely agree with you. And she's looking for the moment to happen. And he looks at her like, well, of course you agree with me. I'm right. And why did you interrupt me to tell me something so obvious? He's just annoyed. He's like, and your point is? And so she's looking for this connection from agreeing, and he's looking at her like, what was that about? And she doesn't get her moment. So she actually... she's not going to get satisfaction even when she agrees with his opinions. This is how brutal this is. You want to say anything about what I said?
No. This is all I'm thinking. I'm thinking first, it makes sense, but I'm also thinking that I have a masculine brain because this is news. had you told me something in Tagalog, I would have, really? No kidding. Get out. But it does make so, and especially giving the woman scenario, that was so helpful.
Yes.
So we are now connected. Mm. So there's an emotional price paid for differing with her man.
Well, it's worse than that, okay? So what happens is if, because the natural way to listen is agree or disagree. If a man I care about, a man I think I need, a man in my environment is expressing an opinion and I disagree with it, what's happening is that for a woman, there's an experience, it's a physical experience of the distance between us growing. That as you keep talking and I keep disagreeing, that you're literally pushing me physically away. That's what it feels like. Like we're getting pushed away. We're getting driven to the other side of the room. And since what makes us feel safe, and I use the word safe more than secure because for a woman that's really the word, what makes us feel safe is closeness. So as I'm disagreeing with you, I'm feeling pushed away. And in a woman's head, we're thinking, shut up. Stop talking about this. Why do you keep talking about this? Just stop talking.
Okay. I'm very interested in getting listener feedback here. Do you, especially, I guess, women, do you relate to this?
That's a good question.
1-8-PRAGER-776. In light of that, it does... All right, we'll be back in a moment. I'll tell you in light of what. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. Normally, when I hear things from a guest that I've just never related to, I'm a little skeptical. I mean, I've thought through a lot of issues. I listen, but I'm usually... But when Allison says something, I just assume it will make sense eventually. And it did. So that's why we just have Allison when she comes on once a season, and this is her winter appearance.
Yep.
And you must admit, of course, according to Allison, it's winter every time she's on the Dennis Prager Show, because we keep the studio so cold.
It's cold.
Right.
It's a man place.
Is that sweater sufficient? I have a leather jacket here for you if you would like.
I come with blankets.
I want you to feel safe in my studio. It is now clear to me why you thought for 2 weeks, was there a rupture in any way with Dennis when I said to him on the air, you're wrong. Needless to say, to me, okay, she thinks I'm wrong. That's
right.
Fine.
Right. No biggie.
Right, exactly. Did not. So that's very, but you point out, and that was very important, that if the woman says to the man in public, you're wrong, that's different.
Well, yeah, and we were kind of in public.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good point. All right. Well,
you even teased me at the end of the show. You said, I can't believe you just said I was wrong in front of 1.75 million people. And then you grinned at me and said, I loved it. And I hung on to that during that whole period of time.
I'm so glad I added it. I would have ruined her whole autumn.
Oh, yeah. It could have been brutal.
Oh, that's adorable. All right, so let's get some reactions here. Were you in the middle of a point? Because I want you to finish it if you were.
No, I just want your listeners to know that we have a deal. Before the show's over, I get to teach women a different way to listen to men so you don't have to go through this torture.
Okay. Oh, I know I wanted to ask you a question. In light of that, and I mean this totally seriously, a lot of times the issue has arisen on my show if a liberal and a conservative are married. And I personally do think that that's a challenge to a marriage, to be honest. Do you agree? What are they supposed to do then? Maybe not talk politics?
Well,
if differing has a price, and that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, it has a price depending on how you listen, which we promised to teach people a different way to listen.
Yeah.
But I had a new insight into conservative and liberal lately, which as soon as I had it, I thought, duh. Conservative and liberal are really masculine and feminine.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. Conservative is protect, then provide. That's the masculine compulsion, the masculine job, protect, then provide. So women have to be careful to ask a man to provide something when he perceives a threat, because you always have to handle the threat first. And so it's protect, then provide. And the feminine is all about enhancing the quality of life for everyone.
Right.
And that's one way to interpret conservative.
Right. Or another way, and I agree with you totally, but and certainly that it's a masculine and feminine aspect of society, which is why more women tend to vote liberal, except for married women. Married women, and especially married women with children, they tend to vote on the conservative side because they're already protected.
They're protectors.
Yes.
Yeah, and being a mother, what most people don't know is being a mother.
Or they're protectors.
Is being a protector. It's very masculine being a mother, especially if small children.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to your calls here. Well, we will. Good thing you just, the music arrived. I wish that were true in all of life. Can you imagine if music just started playing when a husband and wife were talking? Okay, it's time to shut up. No, for either sex. I'm not saying for one or the other. Just okay. Take a break. The music's on.
Chill out a moment.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back and we'll take your calls. Allison Armstrong has her own website. It's up at DennisPrager.com, UnderstandMen.com. And she is the latest faculty member of Prager University. Congratulations, Professor.
Oh, thank you. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. The male-female hour with Alison Armstrong. It goes so fast when she's on. It's a problem. And talking about when a husband and wife or girlfriend and boyfriend differ and how a woman will internalize their differing is the connection being broken. See, yeah. this is news to me, and it's a very important piece of news. All right, let's go to calls here, and we'll begin with a young man in Michigan in Shelby Township. Eric, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show, Eric.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yes, wonderful. Go ahead.
My question to Allison is, how do I express emotionally how I feel logically to my girlfriend?
How do you express emotionally how you feel logically?
Yeah, I mean, I feel emotionally and logically I express, but that's how I always feel. I feel logically, and I just want to express to my girlfriend what Allison was saying to me.
In other words, you want to be able to express a difference without having her feel a disconnection?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you're getting into the area that I wanted to go, because I always want to empower the person that you are, right? So I teach women how to listen to men in a different way so they don't experience this. And what you're asking is, how as a man can you bridge that gap, which is a fabulous question. And what I would say is, with a woman, you've got to state what you would consider the obvious. So you're going to have to vocalize the things that are in the background to you and come out and say, you know, I have this position because I care about you, because I hold myself responsible for protecting you, because I'm concerned about the family's welfare. I think this because, or I'm threatened by this because, I'm worried about this because, and then you speak the underlying commitment that you have.
Wait, even
to
if you
her.
Differ on a macro issue?
Yeah, because
so let's say I'm for capital punishment and my wife is against. Okay, let's just imagine that, because it usually, if there is a difference, it usually falls that way.
Yes.
So I say, honey, I just want you to know the reason that I am for capital punishment is to protect all of us.
Yeah.
This wonderful family.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. To you, that's obvious. Right? That it's...
Well, that's true. I mean, actually, that is true.
Yeah, but
now
when...
Now that I think of it.
But when... Yeah, so in the background is this commitment that you have, and if you articulate that thing, that to you is just duh, right? To a man, it's just, well, of course, that's where it comes from. But when you say it to me as a woman, I'm reminded of your caring for me, your love for me, that you're dedicated to me. And that your opinion comes
all
from.
Right. So let me interpret it in my male brain.
Okay.
A way to think about this is, bring your macro position into the micro.
Yes. State where you're coming from. State the origins.
And I'm not kidding. In other words, so let's say, honey, I am for smaller government because it will give our family and me as the breadwinner, if I am the breadwinner, more opportunity.
Yes.
It affects us. It's not an abstract principle.
Yes. Say it, because what I'm hearing is your commitment to me.
Is that effortful? Oh, boy.
Well, and it's counterinstinctual.
That's why, folks, the thing to do is marry somebody you agree with. Otherwise, you have to take an Alison Armstrong course. Well,
but can I say something? I mean, the word you used was effortful, because as a man, you're an energy conserver, and to you, why waste energy stating the obvious?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you want to get along with women? Always state the obvious. Always state the obvious.
That is a great rule. Okay. I'm thinking of moving to an all-male planet at this moment.
Oh, you will shrivel up and die after a while, because we are the source of life for you.
Okay.
Our beauty, our energy.
Me. All right, that's it. I take it back.
Men taught me that. You'd never create a world without women.
No,
ever.
God, I'd go out of my mind. I agree. All right, let's go to Westchester, Pennsylvania, and Michelle. Hello, Michelle. Welcome.
Hello, Dennis.
Welcome to the winter edition of Alison Armstrong.
Well, thank you. I always look so forward to hearing this hour when I hear she's coming on. The two of you together are wonderful.
Yes, I think so, too. Thank you.
I have to say, when I was listening to, I just caught the discussion about 10 minutes ago, so I didn't hear it from the beginning, but when she was talking about how women connect when we're on the same page, I mean, she's true, there's goosebumps. It's actually a little embarrassing how much of a connection there is, and yet when I think of the polar opposite response I get from my husband, there is a level of frustration. But I have to be honest, I agree with Dennis. I wish women weren't so darn needy to hear that, because it does sound like there needs to be so much energy expended just for women to feel safe.
Well, it's great you bring this up, Michelle, because if we're expending the energy to have ourselves feel safe instead of making it our partner's responsibility that he's always got to make me feel safe, then you've got a good partnership. So that's why I teach women in Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. This is one of the topics we cover, because men have an abundance of opinions. And to be able to listen to a man's opinions in a way that you end up feeling closer and connected and better informed is really important. And I hear the music, which means we're going to teach you when we get back. We're going to teach you a new way to listen that's going to allow your man to not have to expend that energy.
Okay, that's really important then. That's okay, that's what we'll have. By the way, that's true. There is a girl named Dina. I was 18, she was 19. We went out the whole summer. We were counselors at a summer camp. She set my life on its course because she listened to me and affirmed what I believed. That's how important it was to me. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show, Male Female Hour. Betty at the Prager store reminds me that every one of my shows with Alison Armstrong is available in a beautiful CD collection. So just want you to all know that. You can call the office, 800-225-8584. It's an easy number, 225-8584. 800. Or go to DennisPrager.com. So you... In the little time remaining, my dear Alison, you better explain, how do we handle this issue?
Okay. So I call it listening to learn. And if you remember that a man's opinions are made up of the information he trusts and his values, who he is, literally, then when a man's expressing an opinion, instead of sitting there going, do I agree with that? Do I agree with that? Or do I disagree with that? Do I disagree with that? Instead, do what we call listening to learn. So the question that you're asking in your own mind is, what matters to him? What does he really care about? What is he showing me that is at the heart of who he is? Because even though you don't necessarily intend to be revealing yourself, when you express your opinion, you are really revealing yourself. And which is why, by the way, a man won't express his opinion to somebody that he doesn't really respect. He's like, I don't want to show him who I am. You know, you try to get him to talk about something, he won't say anything because he's going to conceal himself. So if you know he's revealing himself, that the fact he's telling you his opinion means that he does care about you, he does respect you, he does feel like you're someone worth spending energy on, and then listen, what matters, what matters, what matters. And I don't always agree with Greg, but if I listen for what matters to him, I'm always left with what matters to him is taking care of our family. And so instead of feeling distanced by the disagreement on the issue, I always feel closer to him and safer and more secure because I hear what's behind the opinion, what's part of the opinion. So if a woman can shake herself out of agreeing and disagreeing and go, wait a second, what is he showing me about who he is? What's behind this? What are the values that are getting expressed here? She's going to end up better informed, meaning better able to predict what he's going to do, because you always act on your opinions. And she's going to feel closer and safer to him.
Well, all I can say is I always have the frustration of the hour ending. I do, because there's so much more to be said here. You and I should do a public event that is endless in time, or at least more time.
That'd be fun.
Anyway, God bless you, and thank you, Alison Armstrong.
Thanks, Dennis. Happy New Year.
Thank you, you too. And this has been the Male-Female Hour on the Dennis Prager Show.